For this Thursday, May 15th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Mars Elementary School officials announced that they have decided to get rid of their annual fall burgoo. School officials say after 64 wonderful years of gathering, sharing stories, and savoring the spirit, they made the difficult decision to bring the tradition to a close. According to a press release, with rising costs of ingredients, it has become difficult to fund, and profits are no longer providing as they once were. Donors are no longer able to support in the same way, and this event takes over 100 volunteers, which they have struggled to get in the last few years. Over the years, the burgoo has been a symbol of unity, warmth, and community pride. They say they are deeply grateful for all the volunteers, cooks, organizers, and attendees who poured their hearts into making it such a meaningful event for six incredible decades. North Posey High School has named Jeff Embry as their new boys basketball head coach. It was approved at Tuesday night's school board meeting. Embry is a 1981 Mount Vernon High School graduate and was a multi-sport standout in basketball and baseball as he helped the Wildcats win five sectional titles across both sports. His coaching resume stretches back nearly four decades, and he has coached multiple sports at schools in Indiana and Kentucky. Embry was most recently a junior high basketball coach and a varsity baseball assistant at Mount Vernon. He replaces Rusty Seymour, who went 7-1-44 across five seasons with the Vikings. North Posey boys basketball went 12-12 last season. They haven't won a sectional championship since 1966, but have played in the sectional championship game in three of the last 5 years. Posey County Council on Aging is having their spring fling this Saturday, May 17th. It will be from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at 611 West 8th Street in Mount Vernon. There will be lots of crafts, homemade jewelry, homemade desserts, and popcorn. Mount Vernon Market Nights wants to remind the community that in just a few short weeks, they will be kicking off their Monday Market Nights. Soon, the Mount Vernon Riverfront Park will be bursting with delicious food, shopping from homemade vendors, live music, and community gatherings. The first Mount Vernon Market Night is June 2nd from 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. Coming up this Sunday at Hageman Park in Mount Vernon is the grand opening of Avery's Place Playground. The community is invited to celebrate the opening of the first all-inclusive playground in Posey County. Festivities begin at 1 p.m. Come enjoy ice cream, snacks, live music, and more. Hageman Park is located at 1301 Country Club Road in Mount Vernon. Tonight in local high school sports, North Posey baseball plays at Boonville at 5:30. Vikings baseball sits at 15-7 on the season. North Posey softball is also at Boonville this evening at 5:30. Vikings softball is 15-4 overall. Mount Vernon baseball is at home taking on Southridge, first pitch at 5:30. The Wildcats are going for their fourth straight win as they have a record of 4-12. Mount Vernon softball welcomes Vincennes Lincoln at 5 o'clock. The Wildcats are 4-5 on the year. In local college sports tonight, USI Baseball starts a three-game series at Lindenwood at 5 o'clock. It's the final series of the regular season. The Screaming Eagles are 25-27 and 13-11 in the Ohio Valley Conference. They are tied for fifth place in the OVC. Evansville Baseball is at home for their final three-game set of the regular season as they square off with Bradley tonight at 6 o'clock. The Purple Aces are 16-35 and 9-15 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Only the top eight teams make the MVC tournament next week, and UE is one game behind Bradley for the final spot in the conference tournament. Evansville will have to win two of three this weekend to make the postseason. From Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals split their doubleheader in Philadelphia against the Phillies. The Cardinals lost the first game 2-1 and then bounced back and slugged their way to a 14-7 win in the second game. The loss in the first game of the doubleheader ended the Redbirds' nine-game winning streak, but they still took 2 of 3 in the series. St. Louis is 5-1 so far on their nine-game road trip, and they are 24-20 overall. The Cardinals are off today before playing a three-game series at the Kansas City Royals tomorrow night. The Chicago Cubs could not complete the three-game sweep of the Miami Marlins at home as they lost 3-1. The Cubs are 25-19 in the season, and after a day off today, they will host the Chicago White Sox in a three-game set on Friday. The Cincinnati Reds got beat at home by the Chicago White Sox 4-2. The Reds are 20-24 and will try to avoid the three-game sweep today at 11:40. That's news and sports for this Thursday, May 15th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.